The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. After Jesus had revealed himself to his disciples and eaten breakfast with them, he said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." He then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." He said to him, "Tend my sheep." He said to him a third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that he had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep. Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you are old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. Good morning, brothers and sisters, and happy Friday to everybody. And actually, I should say happy summer to everybody. I don't have any of the masses with the school next week, and after that, y'all gonna be gone, right? Gone for the summer. So here's wishing everybody a happy and a holy summer. Tell your parents to take you to church. That's their job. Don't forget, they got to take you to church. Little tiny thought for you today about Saint Peter, okay? Because he's who our gospel is all about. See, everybody knows St. Peter, legendary saint, one of the 12 apostles, first ever pope. Legendary saint St. Peter is. But don't forget that St. Peter was just as frail and as broken as you are. In fact, St. Peter is guilty of what I like to call the greatest failure in history. St. Peter, guilty of the greatest failure in history, because hopefully you know the story. It was Holy Thursday night, and Jesus himself was on trial for his life. And Peter could have saved his life just by speaking up, but he doesn't. Instead, he denies knowing Jesus, not once, but three times, right? Greatest failure in human history. However, it wasn't all over for St. Peter. It wasn't over for St. Peter because St. Peter took his failure and he put it into God's hands. And that's what you just heard read right here in this gospel, right? Three times Jesus denies. Peter denies Jesus. Three times Jesus restores him. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Takes his failure, puts it in God's hands. That's what Peter did. That's what we need to do as well. Because, did you know that no matter what it is that you've done wrong, if you put it in God's hands, he will make something great come about. In fact, better than as if nothing had ever been done wrong before. That's what God does. That's what God does. Doesn't matter whether it's a mistake. It doesn't matter whether it's an accident. In fact, it doesn't even matter whether you deliberately did something wrong and it was bad and everybody knows that it was bad. You make a new start. Turn it around. Put it into God's hands. He'll make something great happen. I've been saying this for years, but not too long ago, I heard a story that made it all come to life. I'll share a little story with you. It's a story of an artist. He's driving around town in his car, and out on the street corner, together with the trash, he sees a bin full of broken glass. You know, if you break glass, you can't throw that away in the trash. You got to put it in a special collection, or else the trash collector cut his hands right on the glass. So this is a bin full of broken glass and pieces, and he picks up the bin, takes it home, and he takes all the pieces of broken glass, and he fashions it into a mosaic, sets it in a frame. And would you believe he took that and he sold it on eBay for $12,000? What somebody had thrown out as trash, He turns around, and the story behind it turns out a kid was playing basketball in his mother's basement, threw the basketball, broke the mother's vase, she threw the whole thing into the trash. But in the right hands, it becomes a beautiful work of art. You see the mosaic, you think it was designed to be that way from the beginning. That's how God works. God is like that artist. Whatever it is that you've done, I don't care whether it's an accident, I don't care whether it was a mistake, I don't care whether you've done something wrong and you're sorry for it, and you should be sorry for it. In fact, God even makes good things happen from the bad things other people do to you. Even that. Like St. Peter, for example, right? He betrayed Jesus. Ends up being the greatest servant of the Lord ever because of what he did. See, Jesus, he sets up St. Peter. He makes him head of the church. Head of the church, right? First ever pope. And that's because Peter had fallen so hard. And that's going to help everybody because the church is made up of people who have fallen hard, right? We all know what it means to fall and to fail and to get up again and not to stay down. That makes Peter the perfect one to lead the church. Did you know that even when someone does something that wrongs you, even when you're the victim, even when somebody else is the cause of your hardship, God even uses that. You know what he does with it? You know what he does with it? He teaches you, because of what you've suffered, to go out and help somebody else. Listen to me and believe me. Everything you've suffered, if you put it in God's hands, he will use you as an instrument to help somebody else get out of their sufferings. Right? To help. So a little couple thoughts today about St. Peter and things that appear to be broken. Wasn't the end for St. Peter? Wasn't the end for you and me as well, as long as we do two things, right? Take your broken pieces, put them in God's hands. Let's ask for the prayers of the saints to help us today. St. Charles Lwanga, pray for us.